What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Namaste Podcast, a podcast dedicated to uplifting the soul, connecting self-help ideas to extraordinary success. So today on the show, I have Mercedes Cardella in the house. What's happening?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Super hyper. Like, you just brought in like a hyper energy, or maybe I already was. I don't know.
I think it's a little bit of both.
Probably. All right, guys. Well, Mercedes is an actress and actually an old friend of mine from high school, from Wexford.
Yes.
Dude, and I actually don't think I've seen you since Wexford.
I haven't seen you since.
No. What has been happening since Wexford? You know, 10 plus years ago.
So let me just like rewind 10 plus years. A lot has happened. Yeah. When we knew each other, it was really interesting because we went to an art school.
Yeah.
And it was an interesting school, to say the least.
Yeah.
And I felt, for me, it was, you know, I was trying to find my place.
Sure.
In that school. And at that same time, I think, when was it, grade 11, I was going through a lot of like issues and, you know, things that teenagers do, right?
Yeah.
You're trying to find yourself, you get into trouble.
Same.
And so forth. And I didn't graduate.
You didn't?
Wexford with everybody.
Oh.
No.
I don't even remember that.
So I didn't graduate at Wexford. I left. I dropped out.
In grade 12.
Grade yeah. 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I had dropped out and I only had a semester left, which was really crappy. But yeah, I dropped out and it was just a lot going on. There was just a lot of issues, relationship issues, trying to figure myself out, just not in a really good place. And then also I felt that I didn't really enjoy, at that time, I didn't enjoy acting. I kind of started to fall out of love with the art. So I dropped out and I went and I worked for that half of semester, and it was awful because I hated the experience too. What else did I do? I think that experience of just having a really crappy job was what made me realize, okay, I think I need to really get back into school and really start finding myself in that sense. And then I did. That summer I got into some trouble, and it really shook me.
Really?
It really shook me up. Mm. And I realized that, you know what, I don't want to go down that kind of path.
Mm.
So I decided to, my mother and I, we decided, you know what, we should go back to school. And I went back to school, but I didn't do like an alternative school. Mm. I originally had planned to do that, but it just didn't work out that way. So I ended up going to Cedar Bay, and I finished at Cedar Bay.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was the best decision that I made.
Awesome.
I had some really good teachers there. I was kind of out of that toxic environment, got out of that relationship,
mm-hmm.
and my marks just started to just fly, like,
wow.
Completely. They just soared. And I finished with like a 94%
Hell
average.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really awesome. And I was just, I had my confidence
Aww.
Back. I was just in a really good place. And then from there, I applied to university. And I got, so I got to finish a really good last year of high school. I did the whole prom thing and all
Aww.
That stuff that I missed out a year prior.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to university. I went to York.
Wow.
And I had such an amazing time at York. It was awesome. It was really good.
Aww.
And I did 4 years there. I did my undergrad in political science and history. And then the goal was, okay, maybe law school. I have to think practical. Maybe I can't be an actor. Maybe I can't do any of that stuff. So I need to think, you know, more practical. So I wrote my tests. I wrote my LSAT and I applied to law school and got in.
Wow.
And then I knew something was wrong. I didn't want to go.
Hmm.
Something in my body, like physically, I just physically felt sick with the thought of going to law school. It just didn't feel right for me. So then that's at that point, that's when I decided to start a business with one of my friends. We started like an online business and that was going well, but then that kind of fizzled out. And then at that same time, I decided to take teaching English as a second language. And I took a course doing that. And I said, you know what, I just got to get out of here. Like, I was working at the bank at the time. And I was just like, it was really mundane, this whole cycle. And I said, I just need to just get out. And I did. And I left and I went to Saudi Arabia.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What a journey.
I know.
Wait, how is that?
Yeah. Saudi Arabia was an interesting place, to say the least. It's definitely not what you think it is. Huh. So, you know, sometimes, you know, in the media, they portray, you know, I don't know, that it's just warlike and all that kind of stuff. And it's really not. It's a very grandiose place. It's very like luxury, and it's a very luxurious place. A lot of sand, of course. You know, there's not, you're really in the sandbox, we call it. You're not, you know, there's not a lot of greenery and all that stuff. Right. Very hot. You have to wear, they call it an abaya. So it's like a long, kind of like a cloak, like a Harry Potter cloak type thing. Yeah, okay. It was really cool. And you have to wear like a long cloak over, and then you can wear your headscarf. Certain places you wear it, certain places you don't have to wear it necessarily. Okay. But yeah, it was an experience. The society is a very interesting society. Yeah. And the experience was very interesting as well. I was there for two years.
Wow. Yeah, what did you do there? You were teaching English. Sorry.
Yeah, I was teaching English at a university there.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was teaching to female students. So it's segregated. So you have to only teach females or males.
Really?
So it's a segregated society. So
interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Wow. What a journey you have been on.
Yeah.
This episode of the Namaste podcast is brought to you by Audible. I am so excited to be sharing this news with you guys because I have been a Audible listener and user for so many years. So the very fact that they are sponsoring the Namaste podcast is blowing my mind. I'm so excited about this. And if you haven't ever heard about Audible before, it is a subscription-based audiobook company. It's so fantastic. And because they are sponsoring the Namaste podcast, they have actually given me a link for all of my American listeners out there. You guys are going to get a free audiobook with the 30-day trial membership. A free audiobook! Ah! I'm beyond excited for you guys. So if you'd like to redeem this free audiobook with the 30-day trial membership, head on over to my description box below this episode and you can click the affiliate link. It is www.audibletrial.com/namaste. So go there right now and get your free audiobook, and then definitely let me know what you choose as your first book, because book talk is like my number one thing that I like to talk about besides everything else I talk about on the show. But you know. And also, I would highly recommend downloading Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. That is my favorite book by John Gray. Highly recommend that one. If you like fantasy books, or if you're into like teen fiction, which I mean, never too old for teen fiction. Don't let anyone make you think that you are too old for teen fiction because there's some good ones out there. I'm going to have to recommend a whole lot of them. Currently, I'm listening to 1,000 Pieces of You. The narrator of this book is fantastic. It's about these two scientists that have created a device for people to jump into other dimensions. And there's a main girl who ends up doing this. And it's fantastic. It's a three-part book series. So yeah, I would recommend that one. That is one of the audiobooks I actually listen to on Audible. And I listen to a lot of self-help books though. So the usual ones that I always recommend to you on this show, like The Five Love Languages, Ask and It Is Given by Esther Hicks, Conversations with God. That's actually a new one that I downloaded on Audible and I'm really loving it. It's quite mind-blowing. The Vortex is really good, Beyond Mars and Venus. The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Man, is that one a mind-blowing experience. I would say that's a journey right there, that book. Listening to that, you have a lot of realizations about your life. And it's just a heavy read or a heavy thing to listen to, so just be prepared, but it's fantastic. Anyways, I have tons of recommendations, including, I would even say, the Harry Potter series. It is narrated by this amazing British, I don't even know if he's an actor or host, Jim Dale, regardless, is fantastic. So if you like the Harry Potter book series, you'd probably also like it in audiobook form. I absolutely love it in audiobook form just because of this narrator. So anyways, I will do a blog with more recommendations, but for now, head on over to audibletrial.com/namaste if you'd like to redeem the free audiobook. Yeah. All right. Love you guys so much. And let's go back to this episode with Mercedes. She's awesome. All right, well, go ahead and tell everyone, what are you working on right now? Tell us about some of your projects. Or, sure. Yeah.
So I have a few projects in the works right now. I would say the first thing that's coming up is I am going to be on a feature film.
Nice.
It's called Scarborough, actually. Oh. And it's based on the novel by Catherine Hernandez.
I've heard of this. Yeah.
And so they have brought it to screen. It's commissioned through, I think, Real Asian and Telefilm as well, the Talent to Watch program.
Mm-hmm.
So they have commissioned this to, you know, come into fruition. And so we are working on it. They've started shooting the first few scenes, I guess, in August. Okay. And it's going to take us into the fall. And I believe it's going to take us into the beginning of winter, so
okay,
like of 2020 as well.
Wow.
So that's kind of, yeah, I'm really excited about it. It's a beautiful project.
Wow.
It truly is. I'm from Scarborough, and
I mean, you went to Cedar Brace. You went to the heart of Scarborough.
So I went to the heart of Scarborough. I grew up in the heart of Scarborough, yeah, as well. And it's a beautiful story. If you look into the book, it's about, you know, a journey. It looks into the kids, and they all go to like a literacy program, and it's their stories, and it's like each child has their own story, and it deals with a lot of the issues that you do see in Scarborough, right? So a lot of you know, low income families, breakfast clubs, things like that. And it's just, yeah, I don't want to say too much, but it's a beautiful story.
Wow.
And yeah, I'm a part of it, so I'm really excited.
So you're acting in it, yes?
Yes.
Because I was Googling you and I saw your IMDb, I was like, oh, she produces too?
I
so
do.
I was curious as to whether you were producing this one.
No, I'm not producing this one. I have a supporting role in this.
That's awesome.
I'm excited for.
Wow.
And then I am in the process of creating a script with a person that I know. She's awesome. She's really, really good at script writing, and she's really brilliant. Her name is Gloria, and her and I, we've decided to collaborate on making a feature film. So hopefully that'll be either 2020 or 2021. We're still trying to figure out, you know,
yeah, it takes a while
all that
sometimes.
Stuff,
yeah.
Which I will be producing as well. And acting, I'll be starring in it, and it's
amazing.
Yeah, and it's about a woman. It's about a woman who goes to Saudi Arabia, and she goes with the intention of empowering her students, but she doesn't realize that in the end, her students empower her and break her from the things that she kind of went through, her insecurities and her, you know, just her own issues that she had to kind of combat on her own.
Mm-hmm.
And each student and each person that she meets along the way is a teacher and teaches a lesson.
Mm.
And so she comes out being empowered as opposed to her being the one that's empowering.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, so that's
that kind of makes me feel like female version of the alchemist, except not really.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah. So it has like an alchemist type of, you know,
well, type of vibe. Because he learned something from everyone on his journey.
Exactly.
And... okay, I'm glad that, to know that you've read The Alchemist.
I love The Alchemist.
The best book.
It's my go-to.
I was going to recommend it if you hadn't, because I could tell based on your posts and just, yeah. I was like, we're going to get along, pick up just fine.
Oh, yeah. I love The Alchemist. It's a great novel.
Wow. Well, that's fantastic. I'm super happy for you, man.
Thank you.
You know what? It's great that you have the confidence also to, you know, also work on your own projects, because certainly that is, I mean, besides this, like, I think maybe because I pride myself off of talking, like, communication's always been my thing. I'm a Gemini. So hosting a show doesn't seem as difficult as having to write a whole project and, you know, and do all that. So I've always been hesitant to create my own roles and whatnot, even though I do think that that is the route that everyone's going now and that everyone should be going.
Yeah. I mean, it's, if the roles aren't going to come to you, then you need to start creating your own roles.
Right.
You know, and you need to create those opportunities, and you need to tell your stories. Yeah. For me, I made it a reason to come back into acting. The reason why I decided to really give this another shot and to really be serious this time was because I knew I wanted to tell stories. I knew that I wanted to inspire. I knew that I wanted to let, especially women of color who have, you know, a lot of odds against them, especially coming from, you know, different neighborhoods and stuff like that, that, you know, you're told that, you know, this is the mold that you're going to fit. This is the stereotype that you're going to be. You can't be this. You can't be educated. You can't be, you can't have a career. You can't have this. You're going to just be this way and that's it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure that I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to make sure that as a woman of color, I want to make sure that every other young girl can realize, young, old, whatever, can realize that they have it within them to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. They don't need to. And I want to also make sure that they know that the reason why they are where they are is not because of the color of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because of any of that. It's because they worked the hardest and they just simply hustled and grinded the hardest, period.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to be. So I want to be that example for people. And that's why I said, you know what, if I'm not going to do that, and if I'm just going to wait around for roles to come to me, what kind of example am I?
Sure.
Right? So
exactly it.
I'm going to start creating. I have a voice. I have stories to tell. I've been to so many different countries, so many different places, experienced so many different things.
Yeah.
Why not tell my stories?
Yeah. Wow. God, inspiring me now.
Why not, right?
I would say you're already that person.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Truly. That's spectacular, honestly.
Thank you.
You kind of like moved me for a second. I don't even know where to go after that. Jeez. Not a lot of people stump me. Aw. Wow. Well, yeah, I think you're certainly right. It's everything is about hard work and consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of been the theme of my life recently, in that, you know, the amount of energy you give to something is the amount of it determines what you get out of it, or
exactly.
determines like what you inevitably get. And actually, Mina Masu, when he was on the show, he said that once he started giving all of his energy to acting and really going for it, like, that's when he got Aladdin, or, you know, the other one, Jack Ryan. So I think you're really right. I think unfortunately, though, different cultures and society, like, depending on where you grow up, you are sort of boxed into these ideas, and you're not, even with social media, I think it's tricky because it is sort of promoting like that, you know, instant gratification.
Oh,
and that,
for
you
sure.
know, you should be successful right away. Otherwise,
for
you're
sure.
a failure.
For sure.
And that is it. And like, hard work is kind of getting lost amongst that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
When that's like the actual only ingredient.
I agree with you. We live in a society where everything is instant.
Yeah.
Instant food.
Yeah.
Instant text messages.
Yeah.
Instant banking. Instant answers.
Yeah.
Instant, you know, responses. Everything. So we live in a society where we want things like right now.
Yeah.
And our parents, and our grandparents especially did mm-hmm. not come from a society. My grandparents did not come from a society like that at all. They were Italian immigrants that came
That's
here.
That's right. I knew you were a little bit Italian.
Yeah. Wow. They were Italian, you know, and they came here and they worked hard. And yeah. the next day they had a job and mm-hmm. they worked and they worked and they worked mm-hmm. and they were consistent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a lot. I was very close with my grandfather and I have a lot to thank for him because he was really that major person in my life to say to me, you know what, you want something, you gotta work hard mm-hmm. for it, you gotta work for it, you gotta be smart mm-hmm. and you can't stop, you just gotta keep going, you know, no doesn't necessarily mean no, it just means maybe no not right now, but right. you gotta just keep going, there's always a way mm-hmm. there's always a way,
there is.
So yeah, I definitely think that, you know, with this whole age of Instagram and social media, we want things right away. And acting is just not one of those things. Nope. And putting a timeline on acting is not one of those things mm. either, because you can say, oh yeah, well, you know, I'm going to be this in like 2 years. And then in 2 years it happened, like, you know, 2 years arrives and you haven't mm. achieved that goal.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Beat yourself up about it?
Yeah.
You know, it's a passion. Mm-hmm. Don't put timelines right. on things that you love.
Right.
Enjoy it. Yeah. If it takes you 5 years, it takes you 5 years. If it takes you 20 years, so be it. But mm-hmm. you got to really love what you really want to do and want to pursue.
Yeah.
And acting is not an instant gratification career choice, yeah. by all means.
Yeah.
It's a marathon.
It sure is.
You know,
is.
It really, truly is. And if it were easy, everyone would be doing it.
Totally. And you know what? Actually, on that note, someone told me this recently and I did and I thought it was really cool. There's mm-hmm. something called, like, you can make like a scale for anything, but they were saying in terms of like just getting a good perspective on your journey so that you're not going like, oh, well, you know, 2 years come by, I'm not where I want to be,
exactly.
you know, and like, because you could still accomplish things in the 2 years that mm-hmm. would have moved you a little bit further, but mm-hmm. whether you acknowledge that or not, you know, that's up to you, but the scale can kind of help you where, so you'd put like, say 0 to 10, like 10 being your ideal life, mm-hmm. like ideal career, your whatever it is. And then 0 would be, you know, when you first started
mm-hmm.
and then sort of just, you know, making little like, you know, 1 means this, 2 means this. And so I was doing that recently and I realized that, like, you know, I'm at a point where I, you know, I'm consistently have like money coming in from performing. And then I have like a lot of freedom. It's like, I'm at like a good 7 or 8. And then when I realized that, I'm like, oh, okay, right. I need to be a little bit more grateful. And I think that's also mm-hmm. a part of it too. I think a lot of actors, I know so many actors that are like quite successful,
mm-hmm.
but because they're not like at, say, Julia Roberts' level,
mm-hmm.
they really hate on themselves and they just like, you know, they feel like failures.
Exactly.
And it's just funny because now I've gotten to know so many people through like the podcast or just in the mm-hmm. industry, I now kind of see how like you kind of like actually also have to adapt an attitude of gratitude like along the way and recognize
sure.
how far you have come along the way to keep like the momentum going.
For sure.
I think that is such a block. I think the people, like, I have a couple of friends that have made, you know, have been regulars on huge like shows,
exactly.
on ABC or whatever, and it's like, you know, I haven't even had that opportunity yet. Like, some people, you know, you're actually like, you're way ahead of the game than a lot of people, you
mm-hmm.
know? So anyways,
oh,
can
you.
Go on and on.
Yeah, no, it's true. And it's, I think also even with, you know, every actor has a day job or, you
yes.
know, like a survival job, so
yes.
to speak, before
yeah.
they hit it or whatever
yeah.
the case may be.
Or even
and,
still though. Even
and even
still,
yeah,
yeah,
even when they do and then they're not, it, the season, you know, it doesn't pick up, the pilot doesn't pick up or
yeah.
whatever, they need to find something. I am truly blessed
mm-hmm.
with my quote unquote day job because I'm also an educator. And that's
oh.
so that's what I went to school for afterwards. Like, when I came back from Saudi Arabia, I said, okay, I need to come back to something or else I'm going to like go crazy.
Yeah.
And I went and I did my master's at U of T.
Wow.
And yeah.
Go girl.
I did my master's there in education and had a really great teacher, who really inspired me. I took a class from, I took one of her classes. I thought it was going to be like a bird course, but it wasn't. And it was like a life transforming course. It was called Play. So I thought, oh, it's going to be like easy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. It was very, really reflective. And that's kind of what helped me get back into the arts and stuff. And it was just a great, amazing class.
Wow.
And she was just an amazing teacher. And she still is. And, for me, that's, I would have this, I felt stuck because I was like, well, you know what? I'm an educator as well, but I'm an actor and I want to do both. I want to be able to educate, you know, to teach or to either be in some sort of element where I'm in education and I also want to I want to act as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt like I had to choose one or the other. And I'm so happy, and sometimes I really forget how blessed I truly am, that I know that a lot of my other actor friends, they have to do really hard work.
Yeah.
Like, it's not to say that my work is not hard, but they have to really, they don't have that backup, or I don't want to say backup, but sure. Like they don't have something else that they're really passionate about. Mm-hmm. They either have to wait tables or do, you know, really hard work just to make ends meet so that they could hopefully land something. And I feel like I'm in a position where I have a job that doesn't allow me to hate my craft.
Yeah. Yes.
Or resent my craft.
Right.
You know, like I have a job where I'm able to really think critically and use my passion for the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I work at the Toronto Film School as a curriculum developer there.
Oh, wow.
And it's been a blessing. They're really great. They've been very accommodating. They're just really good. And I'm very lucky to have that along with being able to pursue my craft.
Yeah.
I'm in an industry where I'm able to really do that and it works. But a lot of actors don't have that.
You know, it's interesting though, because I wonder if you also have that because of who you are. And what I mean by that is you have such a great mindset and outlook on life, clearly. And I think that I'm just a big believer in like attracts like, and like how you see the world is how you create your world.
I agree.
And so I think it's interesting, like, because I would actually also say that we kind of live similar lives. Now that I know this about you, like, I have a similar lifestyle, whereas I also have many friends that are, you know, are like it's much harder for them than it is for me. And I wonder though, because I am someone that even when I worked at Chapters, like I found a way to find the joy out of it. And I think that's part of it. I think maybe you also have been blessed with such a great situation because regardless, like you would find the joy out of it.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah.
So I do think that plays a part, and that's actually something I try to explore on the show, is mindset and like how we think that you know connects to our success. And from, you know, everything that you said so far, it seems like you're just very passionate and you go with, you know, your heart, and you let your heart lead the way. And I think it's not a surprise that you also have a second job that, you know, where you can really show how much you want to spread love and whatnot. So.
And I'm a firm believer in, you know, attraction, law of attraction, or whatever you want to call it, manifesting.
Yeah.
You know, I really believe in it. And sometimes it's like, you know, you ask for things and it happens and you're blown away. You're like, whoa.
It's crazy how quick it can happen.
I didn't think how this, it would happen this fast. You know, I'm like, okay, maybe I thought maybe like a few years, but no, it really does happen. And you know, it's energy.
Yeah.
It's just honestly energy, and we're all energy. And if it's what you put out is what you're going to get back.
I totally agree. You know who got me into The Secret?
Who?
Nina.
Really?
Yeah. She told me to read The Secret.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. I get like shivers thinking about it because it's like that just kind of for me was always like, all right, I'm on the right track. You know?
So how did that kind of, here I am asking you.
I don't, you know what?
How did that kind of transpire?
It was just one of those because we shared a lot of acting classes together and whatnot. We got really close over that. And then I did like funny. I always think about this. I'm like, oh, somewhere she has a tape of me. because I was a part of her. She was in a film class, actually filming. What was that class called? There was that one teacher that would teach specifically film, like how to film. I forget his name.
Oh, I know who it is. Oh, man.
Yeah. That
guy. He did improv too, didn't
yes.
he? Yes. He was the improv teacher. Yes. Yeah, I forgot his name.
Me too.
But I know who he is. Dark hair, glasses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so she was in his class taking film, and then she had a project where she needed two actors, and she had asked me to act in it. And I remember because we were bonding over Harry Potter, and then she was talking to me, and then she just told me about this book that she was reading and how should read it. Right, which wow. is like also just shows to her maturity and
that's
how
exactly
things
it.
Happened, you know, like the way that it did for her. It makes mm-hmm. so, because I started reading The Secret when I was about 21. Like I didn't yeah. really even give it a shot till then. But my level of comprehension only like expanded now. Like
exactly.
only in the last 2 years do I like fully get it. Like
exactly.
fully kind of understand something that she'd picked up at 16.
Exactly.
You know, so it's like... Yeah, but that's kind of also I love that that she told me, because then it's like, oh, there's like the proof right there, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's
yeah.
that it's worked for her.
Yeah,
you know?
And I know it's worked for a lot of others. I yeah. know that it's worked for also for Shamir and his brother.
Oh, is he a believer too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, so,
yeah.
A
yeah.
lot of them,
of course.
So.
Well, it's just the law of the world. Like I don't see it as anything but truth.
I know.
You know? Yeah.
I really...
When people go, oh, it's just whatever. And I'm like, no, actually.
No.
It's changed my life.
Even when you look at a battery, just look at a battery. Even
right.
a battery is the same
right.
mechanisms as well. You
totally.
Have to put the positive, you know, and you have to, and then there's the negative on the bottom there. And then you put the positive and then the positive and then the negative, right?
Yeah.
So it's,
yeah.
it attracts, right?
Yes.
It's the way current attracts. And mm. and that's what it is. We're vibrations. We're going to feed
energy.
Off of people. We're energy. When you go into a room, you can walk into a room, and if the room is just really mellow and like melancholic and just kind of like you know, then you start to feel it. You start to even feel that
yeah.
way. Or even sometimes when you would, you know if you call in sick, or you're not sick, but then you know you pretend, and then all of a sudden these symptoms start to really manifest.
Totally.
And you're like, oh my God, I swear. And you're thinking to yourself, I wasn't sick at 9 o'clock this morning, and
yeah.
now I'm sick.
Right.
Because you just bring that energy
yeah.
and you're manifesting that, right?
Totally.
So why can't the opposite be true then?
Yeah, it's so true. That's so funny.
Yeah, and it happens.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm with my boyfriend all the time. He's like, oh, my God, I just saw someone sniffling, and, like, I'm going to get a cold.
Yeah.
And by, like, 9 o'clock in that night, he's like, I have this cough, and it's clearly from this. I'm like, it's because you're also worried about it, too. It's, like, it's
yeah.
in your mind. Like, you're also thinking about it, which,
that's
like,
it.
Attracts light. If you're thinking about it, you're going to bring it about.
You're going to bring it.
Yeah.
You're going to manifest it. So.
Yeah. So you got to, like, don't,
mm-hmm.
you know, but, okay, so the getting to the core of it, like, this is something that I'm currently obsessed with is rewiring the subconscious mind.
Okay.
Because do you know anything about like neuro-linguistic programming?
A bit. I'm not
okay.
you know, an expert or anything at it, but
no worries. Yeah. Well, essentially a lot of the time, I think when we can't attract something, when we haven't got, or at least we haven't gotten to a place where we've attracted like the things that, the actual things that we want, I think a lot of the time it's because there's fear standing in the way. And
oh,
what's
yeah.
fear? It's usually like a belief system that you
exactly.
have.
Exactly.
Right. So I'm like really, I've been really obsessed with NLP because it basically just gives you techniques to figure out like, what is it that you believe that's creating, you know, the block of
mm-hmm.
between you and the thing that you want. And so something that I discovered is that right now I don't feel that way, but I would say that I would not feel worthy of say
mm-hmm.
the success that I want.
Oh yeah.
And so they like, just by doing research on it, they'll give you like different techniques of things that you can do to, you know, just reprogram. I am worthy. I am worthy. I am worthy.
Exactly.
I'm worthy. Yeah.
I would also add to that. I agree. I would say I have that. In addition, sometimes I feel like, do you know anything about like imposter syndrome?
Yes, I've heard of this many times. Can you tell me?
And it's okay.
Tell everybody what it is.
It's so basically what it is it's the idea that even though you have all this knowledge and all, you know, all your skills and
mm-hmm.
so forth, when you are called upon to present, you feel like, well, like like you kind of feel like a fraud.
Okay.
But you're not. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so even that can be, you know, something that really stops you from doing things because you feel like, well, you know, maybe because, yeah, why me? And because it comes so easy for you that it's like, and other people you see are struggling or trying and to achieve those aims and goals. Mm-hmm. And for you, it just comes very easy. And it's like, you feel like it's just too easy that it's like fake, you know what I mean?
Right.
But it's not, it's just maybe that's cause maybe that's your gift.
Right.
But it's hard for you to really grasp that until you really understand that, like the science, I guess, behind it.
Yeah.
So
it's an actual science. Like that's what I think. Cause it wasn't until I started getting into the science of why the law of attraction works and why we're like, some people are able to really create the lives that they want and others not, did I start realizing, oh, like, yeah, it's our belief systems. It's, you know, if you feel that way, then
exactly. And worthy.
Yeah.
As well.
Definitely. You definitely need to feel worthy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's interesting. Oh, I could talk about this stuff forever. So fun.
I know.
All right. Well, I think what I want to do is pull a card for you now.
Okay.
Because I have been dying to. I actually have another deck that I usually use, the Wisdom of the Hidden Realms, that's over there.
Okay.
But I felt drawn to pull one for you from this deck.
Interesting.
So this is the Psychic Tarot. Oh, I didn't really even ask you. Well, we kind of touched on it. So do you ever play with these kinds of cards?
I have had a reading before.
Okay.
Yes.
How was that experience?
It was very accurate.
Awesome.
So
fun.
I'm excited to see what you pull out.
What I come up
for
with?
Me today.
Okay, cool. Well, this is the Psychic Tarot by John Holland.
Okay.
And essentially what I do is I just knock three times, cleanse the cards, and just think of... maybe I'll get you to answer this. So first off, do you want a specific card for a question that you have, or would you like general knowledge for like your week, your month? Because sometimes I feel like if you say some like general knowledge, then maybe you'll get an answer of something you weren't really even thinking of. Like maybe you'll be guided, but it doesn't really matter. So it's up to you.
Yeah. I know that a lot of people on your show tend to do general knowledge.
Yes.
So I think I'm going to switch it up.
Okay. I like it. I kind of had a feeling. Okay, great. All right. Oops. Let me move this. Okay, cool. So do you want to, you can keep it to yourself, or would you like to say it out loud what it is?
No, I'm going to keep this one to myself.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. Can I think it now or?
Sure. Go for it. Yeah.
Let's see.
It's so fun. Okay. All right, we got a few.
Okay.
I'm just going to go with it. Oh, no, I feel like three. Ooh, I usually don't pull three, but I'm going with
it. We're doing a lot of things that we don't normally do.
Okay, great. So these are all your way. So first we have rejoice and celebration, new beginnings, and then disruption.
Ooh.
Okay, so any thoughts, feelings, ideas, or sensations that you get, while I tell you exactly what these
cards
mean.
I'm curious about disruption.
I'm going to read that one first.
Okay.
And I was going to anyway, so that works. So that's number 16. So, I mean, I think a lot of the time when people play with cards, they always get like really nervous about the like ones that appear like essentially negative. But really, I think they're just telling you of, you know, challenges that are coming your way. I try to look at it like that, because it's not like, I don't personally believe in negative positive. I believe in energy and some being, you know, that's going to take you on a journey and some being easier, like, no, you can rejoice.
Exactly.
So disruption. A sudden, usually unforeseen disruption or major change is happening or is about to take place. Well, we have new beginnings right here. Even if it appears to be a negative experience, it can lead to enlightenment or a total shift in your lifestyle. In traditional tarot meanings, this card represents the falling tower that eventually crumbles due to its weak foundation. Whichever part of your life you focus on, this is an opportunity to rebuild with a solid, positive structure to make you or the situation even stronger. There are times when the most difficult situations arise in your life. If you choose to, they can act as a catalyst to heal other areas.
They're beneficial because they're truly your greatest teachers. Mm-hmm. Learn from past mistakes, accept them, and integrate them into your life as stepping stones. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. Oh, I like that. This disruption card is a reminder that negative thinking, limiting beliefs, ignoring problematic situations, and risky or careless lifestyles must be addressed so that positive changes can take place.
Wow.
Life has a habit of moving you toward whether you're ready or, sorry, moving you forward whether you're ready or not. Transformation of body, mind, and soul can happen if you view this dramatic time or change as an opportunity for growth. Mm-hmm. In the future, you may look back and be thankful for this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense with what's going on. So
great. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, it also makes sense with the next card, which is new beginnings. I feel like the air conditioning shut off. I am sweating balls.
Oh, man.
All right, new beginnings. Each and every journey begins with the all-important first step. When this card presents itself in your reading, it's confirming that it's time for you to take a brave leap of faith.
This is crazy.
Is it spot on? Yay!
It really is.
But be prepared as you do so. This card represents that a great new adventure is awaiting you. It usually shows up when there's a significant inner change happening within you. By selecting this card, it's a sign that those important choices are needed and are about to be made and should be carefully pondered as you proceed with wisdom, thought, and care. Life is constantly trying to nudge and move you forward, which is exactly what that one said. Mm-hmm. At times, it can be daunting when you're faced with a new adventure or direction. Therefore, mm-hmm. it calls for inner belief and courage as you take the leap of faith and step into the unknown. During this time, don't be alarmed if you feel lost or even confused. Most people are afraid of change and play it safe by staying where they are. Mm-hmm. Know that through inner guidance, wisdom, and belief in yourself. Believe in yourself. Anyways, by tapping into these tools, you'll be propelled forward on a positive life-changing path. Don't conform to what society or other individuals expect of you at this time. It's your own adventure. During this time, be like an innocent child with fresh eyes and give yourself permission to live, play, love, and above all, laugh. Beautiful. Wow. Is this about your new marriage? That's possibly coming in the future.
A lot of things. Yeah. I'll reveal it reveal it afterwards? Yeah,
yes, okay. You can. Okay. I'm glad that you said that you're going to. That's why I was just like being a little like curious kitten.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Okay. And then rejoice and celebration sounds like it's talking about the marriage. So let's see. You are engaged, yes?
I am engaged.
Okay,
yeah.
For a second I was like, wait.
Yeah. I'm recently engaged.
No, congratulations. No.
Thank you so much.
That's amazing.
Thank you, yes.
That's so awesome. I just went to a wedding on the weekend.
Aww.
And it was beautiful.
Where was it?
I was in the town Elora. Hmm. You should look it up. It's stunning. It's so quaint. It was the most beautiful wedding I've ever been to. Yeah. It was gorgeous. Why can't I find this? Okay. These cards are a little bit tricky because, oh, here we go. They, like, the way that they lay it out in the booklet is it's by color of the card. Mm. So there's, like, 0 and then 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever for black.
Okay.
And then there's 1, 2, 3, whatever for green. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Rejoice and celebration is your final card. A time of merriment, celebration, birth, success, and victory is at hand. You're doing what you love most and are pursuing your passion. When you follow your heart, ooh, I'm getting shivers. This is very relevant.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing what you love. Oh, sorry. When you follow your heart and intuition with zeal, there are no limits to what you can achieve. When the energy of excitement and love is present, you can feel it moving within you. Somehow, love has a way of showing you that you're connected to something much bigger than yourself. The number 3 symbolizes unity and a time to rejoice in gratitude and sharing, whether it's with family members, friends, or even coworkers. This is a moment of fruition for all of your dedicated hard work. So pat yourself on the back and party and dance in celebration of your accomplishments.
Wow. Look at
that. Wow, that was so relevant. I'm getting major shivers.
Oh my gosh.
Let's hear it.
So I had asked about my acting career.
Okay.
And where that will take me.
Okay.
And I had also said in that with my current work situation and all that stuff, and I'm moving
and
just everything that's kind of going on. I wanted to know if it would, if I'm still on the right track.
So that's the disruption.
And it's that's the disruption. Gotcha. And it's so interesting because I'm in the process of moving. Yeah, we bought a house. My fiance and I, we bought a house out there.
So new beginnings.
To start, so new beginnings.
Wow.
And we bought a house out there, and you know, we're gonna start our own things. But I have been feeling like anxious because I've never lived outside of Toronto. Like, I mean, like I have, but not permanently, I guess, right?
Sure.
And so I'm starting a life outside of Toronto,
and
Toronto's home, and I'm like, but I'm not far away, so and I drive, so it's okay. And then, yeah, this is also very interesting too, the rejoice in celebration, because it can go for both things, for upcoming nuptials or upcoming,
with your new home too.
With my new home or acting success and stuff. So
cool.
I think it's very, very reflective of what's going on in my life.
Amazing. So,
yeah.
I love it. You know what? I just like love pulling cards for people. And I think the reason often I pull cards that are spot on is just because I play with them so much and I feel like I know the energy of it. And then I can just like feel the energy of the person.
You also have energy as well. And I don't know if you believe in like a past lives or anything like that, but you were definitely
like a little witchy.
A witch.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
I've always felt like that my whole life.
I can see it right
really?
Away. I can feel that energy for sure.
Wow. Yeah. That's lovely to hear.
Yeah.
I've actually heard that a few times.
I would say
from psychics and whatnot.
Yeah, I would say Celtic for sure. Like definitely.
Well, I am Irish.
Yeah. And I would say.
Well, look what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
What is this called? The Celtic heart? For everyone listening, I'm wearing that that hands holding the heart ring, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Clearly, I'm not a good Irish person, but.
No, I can definitely see it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's so nice of you to say.
And I think that's probably why we connect, because there's, you know.
Yes. Sure. Well, I mean, that's certainly why I'm drawn to all this. In my whole life, I was obsessed with like Sabrina the Teenage Witch and like Harry Potter. And it's like, there's a reason you're drawn to those things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Me too.
And
I've
dabbled in it a little bit. So, you know.
I think we all have.
Yeah, for sure.
We all had those moments,
for
you know,
sure.
The Craft. And
oh my God, The Craft.
I'm watching it this Halloween.
Do you
watch
wanna,
it every that
do you
want to
watch
focus.
It with me?
Let's do it.
I am obsessed with The Craft. You know how many people don't know about The Craft? I'm like, that's literally the best movie ever. Like,
I love that movie.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have a Halloween night.
Well, the thing is, I'm actually trying to get, I was supposed to get it today. I want to get a projector so I can have like a big like projector screen.
Yeah.
And we'll have to
do it. We'll do it. We'll totally do it.
That would be amazing.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
Wow. This has been such a pleasure having you on. What a joy. Great way to start off my week. You know what? Because sometimes I was mentioning this on one of my other shows that sometimes it can be hard to connect with people. And even though I've known you from before, but sometimes, you know, when someone's really nervous, it makes you also feel nervous. And then.
Exactly.
And sometimes my game is just off, but today I feel like it's on. But it's also, I think, because of
you were on fire today. I have to give you that. You were on fire.
You know,
if you guys can see her, she's on fire.
Well, we're still recording.
Well,
my phone
go.
Didn't shut off,
there you go.
Which
see,
is like a blessing.
Awesome.
So, all right. Well, thank you so much for listening, everyone. And we're going to finish on the motto that the grass is greenest where you are right now. So embrace where you are. Be thankful for where you are. And, you know, carpe diem. Live life to the fullest, you know? Anyways, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Sending you guys. Sorry. I always like get so nervous towards the end. I'm like, oh, I got to do the ending. And then I cut people off. You're welcome. It's been a pleasure. sending you guys so much love, light, and motivation to go slay at your goals. Namaste.